biztakeouts.co.za right now to get behind the wheels of your dreams.
Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OV.fm.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. Welcome to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Show brought to you by Two Oceans Vibe and BizCommunity.com. The first show for November, which is a bit crazy. Obviously, Christmas coming around the corner. On today's show, we've got quite a jam-packed show for you, actually. Firstly, we start out with a brand new sponsor of the show. We've got Shimani Mills, so you're... get some of their details later. But we start out on the show chatting to Lisa Fisser, who is the group account director, I'm told, but also publishing director and various other things when it comes to John Brown, who's a content marketing agency, international content marketing agency. And we're going to be speaking about content marketing and print and how it all fits together and some of the clients they're working with. And then after that, we are chatting to Nikki Cocroft, who, as you probably know, is the chair for the Bookmarks, used to be at the DMMA, but I think she has stepped down now. But we're chatting everything Bookmarks and what's happening. The Bookmarks are happening next week, Thursday in Cape Town, which is obviously your digital industry awards highlight of the year. So we find out more about that, chat to her about some of the workshops, also what's happening at the Bookmarks. If you have got any questions for our guests, don't forget you can tweet us and use my handle at BizWazza or the hashtag BizTakeouts. And yeah, before we get into our guests, let's look at our top stories on Biz Community for the day. We start out with Media24 comes before Competition Tribunal. Whoops. Media24 allegedly positioned a competing community newspaper, Goeveld Forum, in a position to Goldnet News and ran the newspaper at a loss until Goldnet News closed. So yeah, we've obviously catch up all the details there, but yeah, good luck to both parties at the Competition Tribunal. Our second story for the day, we've got Mixit Brand Index. This is for October 2013. So obviously Mixit look at the various brands which are kind of hip and happening on the Mixit platform. Yeah, just a couple of highlights. You've got top mobile brand Cell C, top banking brand FMB, and yeah, the list goes on. Go have a look at BizCommunity.com. All the brands are there. Our third must-read story, we've got smartphones but dumb users. About 1 billion South Africans fall victim to cyber crime over the past year, and collectively they've been ripped off to the tune of about 3.4 billion rand. So yeah, there's a story about smartphones, how it can be stopped, how it can be helped, what's happening, so go check that out. Our second last top story for the day, we've got a Q&A with the Bookmarks judge Laura Jordan Bambach, who is the international judge of the Bookmarks this year. This is from Terry Levine. So yeah, we can find out more from Laura, what's happening in digital, what's happening at the Bookmarks. Ask her some interesting Q&A, so go have a look there. And then our last one for the day, we've got Featured Job. This is a marketing manager based in Cape Town. This is from Viv Gordon. It says a leading premium spirit and wine company is looking for a marketing manager to lead the brand strategy and marketing programs on a portfolio of brands. If that sounds like you, get hold of Viv Gordon. All the details are on bizcommunity.com, and good luck with that. Obviously, new year, new job would be nice. We're going to take a quick song. We got Avicii, and then we're going to be back with Lisa Fisser to chat content marketing, print, and John Brown. And we'll see you shortly.
Print Report is brought to you by Shimani Mills Communications, your print and digital partner.
Welcome back to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing Media Show. I hope you liked that song. Lisa did like it. Lisa, welcome to Biz Takeouts.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, I think to start out, obviously, I've known you for a while. As we've just said, you've been in the industry for... we're not going to say how long, because it's going to give your age away.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been here for a long time, which actually makes you sound older. I'm going to say you've been here for 17 years in print. Okay, obviously, we're chatting content marketing today. I think let's start out... before we look at John Brown and some of your clients and what's happening, how would you describe content marketing to someone who's listening? Because obviously the word content marketing gets thrown around a lot and it's becoming a bit of a catchphrase. But what's your definition of content marketing?
The short answer is editorialized brand messaging.
Okay.
We help clients communicate with their customers through providing them with content that they actually want to consume.
Okay. So... essentially, it's almost a sales tool, but in an entertaining type, non-sales way.
Non-hard sell way. So yeah. Obviously, looking at a client's product sector and providing information that their customers want to read about, information that will help them sell their products.
Okay. And John Brown Media, obviously, John Brown is an international company. Just give me a little bit of background about John Brown SA.
John Brown SA, we opened offices here in 2007 when we acquired Pick and Pay as a client. And essentially our brief at that time was to help them launch customer communication. So we launched Fresh Living magazine, as well as a catalogue program for their general merchandise for the hyper stores and their staff comms, because we do corporate communications as well. So essentially what we were doing is we were helping them to try and spread the word and establish their new look and feel. And today they talk about Fresh Living as their best representation of what their brand is and who their audience is. It's quite a tough task because their customer base is extremely broad. So Fresh Living has to try to appeal to everybody. And I think Justine Drake, the editor, has managed that really well.
Okay. And then obviously when it comes to content marketing, there's various platforms to use. So there's obviously, as you mentioned, print, there's digital. Why do you think print's still a relatively popular platform? Like, what gives print the advantage over digital when it comes to communicating with customers?
There's a lot of debate about this. Some people are of the strong belief that print is dying or dead. I disagree. I think your platform very much depends on where and who you want to communicate with. The dwell time with print is significantly more than digital, but I think any client needs to look at all platforms and preferably have a healthy mix of both.
Okay, but obviously your message there was definitely print. Print does definitely give...
Oh, I'm a print girl.
Oh, you're a print girl. Print.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And then you obviously said use as many platforms as you can, obviously depending on the objective of the client as well, but... Yeah. How do you see, and for your clients particularly, so you mentioned Pick and Pay Fresh Living, how do they kind of integrate print and digital together?
I think also in terms of cost efficiencies for a client, if you've got one agency producing content, it works exceedingly well. So for us with Pick and Pay, we've got a big team that services them and provides content for both their digital, social media, and print platform. So what we basically do is we sweat the content, and it's very important, obviously, to repurpose the content and make it relevant to the different platforms. And so to also to ensure that your messaging is consistent. So for us, it's a very easy task. We're talking food, we're talking a lot of lifestyle content for Pick and Pay. We just make sure that our teams work seamlessly across platforms.
Okay, obviously we're talking about Pick and Pay quite a bit here, but I think we'll talk about other clients a little bit later. But looking at Pick and Pay specifically, when it comes to the actual content, so the content you're putting in print compared to the content that's going on digital, is it the same content? Do you differ the content to kind of draw traffic to both platforms?
You need to mix it up, I think. There's a lot of great content that we have in Fresh Living magazine, and in both print and on Pick and Pay's website, the recipes is definitely what people are after, and it's a big hook for both the magazine and the website. So there it makes absolute sense to use the same content, and people can access that kind of content whatever platform they prefer. But it's important as well to create unique content for each of the platforms, so we do that. So we sweat existing content across platforms, and we make sure we have unique content as well.
Okay, and obviously when it comes to content, you're not just taking content out of print and sticking it online. You're tailoring it for the environment.
No, as I previously mentioned, it's important to repurpose.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, people on digital, it's short, sharp snippets of information. People are there for a purpose in a much shorter time span, whereas magazines, people on average spend 20 minutes consuming a magazine. So you've got the attention for longer. So you cannot therefore take print content and slap it onto a website. It's just not going to work. So we definitely repurpose.
Yeah. Okay. And then when it comes to brands thinking about content marketing, so say for example, Brand X is looking at possibly going into print. What are the kind of things they need to take into account? So obviously there's costs, there's ad revenue. What are the elements they need to think about?
Well, I mean, you know, what we like to do is we like to see ourselves as an extension of a client's marketing team. So before we respond to anything, we like to spend some time with them and really get a good idea of their business and what they're trying to achieve. And as much as I do like print, it's not always the answer. And it really depends on who their audience is, you know, the demographic of their audience, the gender, the age demographic, and who those people are, what type of media they're consuming and when they're consuming it. And then we come back with a solution. So the print comms could be anything from a full-blown monthly magazine to a catalog. So it's difficult to say. It really depends on the client.
On the client. Yeah. Okay. And then and when it comes to the in-house workings of John Brown, so for your client, do you have a full editorial team, or how does it work internally?
We provide a full service agency. So we have a publishing team. We hire an editor and editorial team. We very much have the strong belief that the editor is what really helps us deliver for our clients. And we've managed to get a lot of very well-respected consumer editors to cross over to the previous dark side, as editorial people saw it, and help us communicate to help our clients communicate to their audience in whatever category they have. So like Justine Drake, very well known in the foodie industry, Justine Stafford with fashion, Tony Young husband with Discovery. So we really make sure our clients get the best content, and then we obviously do print negotiation, we have advertising teams. So really we can do all the work for our clients. We get a brief, and hopefully the next time they have to worry about anything is when the magazine lands on their lap or they turn their computer on. So, and it should be that simple.
So it's almost a complete solution that client can just sit back and take
if
a holiday.
We do our job right, yes.
Okay. And then we've spoken about Pick and Pay quite a bit now. Your other clients are Discovery, Vitality. You've also got the Edgar's Club.
And Spur, yeah.
And Spur. Mm-hmm. What are the different formulas for those for those various print titles? So obviously Pick and Pay is a magazine which gets put together for Pick and Pay shoppers essentially, but is sold within the store. And then the Edgar's magazine is very much a loyalty magazine, so the client gets it for free, and I'm putting my hands in the air as in free as in inverted commas. How do the various models work?
Well, once again, it depends on the client's business strategy. You know, if you take two very different cases like Edgar's, where we print a million magazines for the client, as opposed to Fresh Living magazines, more like 80,000. Fresh Living magazine was really about giving clients information to get them to understand products better, to educate them about cooking, to push their parameters. Fresh Living magazine, since its very first year, and consistently so, is the top-selling food monthly magazine in South Africa.
Awesome.
And it makes sense if you can create a business model like that to help with revenue streams and the cost model of the magazine. That's obviously ideal, copy sales together with ad revenue. In the case of Edgar's, it's an Edgar's Club magazine. It's a loyalty program. So it's a vastly different model. But people who receive the magazine, let's not forget, they pay a loyalty program fee, which can also partially cover some of the revenue. So there is some kind of money outlay by the customer. But primarily it's loyalty. It's a thank you. It's you're a regular customer. You've opted into our loyalty program. Here's a free magazine. So it's all about perception and about reward.
Okay. And then, and when it comes to the actual results, so, and I'm not going to ask you for stats, unless you know that. I'm not going to ask you to give me figures. But do you see the results? Is there a positive impact for the clients when it comes to the magazines? Do they see increase in sales or whatever the objective is? Do they see that impact?
Absolutely. I mean, particularly in the case of Edgar's Club magazine, they've got hard and fast facts about the amount of spend that people who receive the magazine versus those who don't, and it's significantly higher. I think I'm taking a bit of a flyer here, but I think it's around about 300% more that the Edgar's Club customer who receives the magazine spends as opposed to those who don't. It's extremely, extremely a strong marketing tool. In terms of Fresh Living magazine, it's a little bit more difficult to put hard and fast measurements in place because there's so much noise with other comms that are happening with product promotions, both digitally in store, product and price brochures, etc. But the feedback we get, the focus groups we've done, we know that people are being educated and love the magazine and are buying products as a result of what they see in the magazine, both from editorial as well as advertisers.
Okay. A bit of an opinion answer for you. Do you think people are more loyal to a print product or to a digital product? Which way do you think they kind of bond with more?
That's a tricky question.
I know. I wouldn't do any tricky ones. That's slightly tricky.
I personally think that people are more loyal to print publications. They're doing a cost outlay for the most part. So it is a proactive purchase. I think people's attention span digitally, they tend to chop and change. Obviously, their regular portals and site that they're loyal to, but I think it's a much more short attention span. So if I had to say, for me, it would be print.
Okay. And then obviously the Pikers are coming up in next week, Thursday. I take it the magazines are all in there?
We are all in there, yes.
Okay.
And got our frocks, we're ready to go.
And you're crossing your fingers and wearing your lucky underpants.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we are running out of time, so I've got another, I'm going to give you two more questions. Two more. The ones... maybe a bit tough. It's going to be another opinion piece, and the other one's definitely tough, but we'll leave that for last. Obviously, the word content marketing has been around for a while. What do you think is next for content marketing? What does the future hold?
I think content marketing, like we were chatting earlier, the whole 360-degree approach, everyone's banding it around, and it's going to become old news very soon. Mm-hmm. I think... user-generated content, consumer-generated content is really where everyone's heading. Mm-hmm. You want to be creating a two-way communication with your customer, with the consumer, and that they're actually going to be helping you generate the content. And that is where digital far exceeds print, in that you're going to engage with them in such a way that they're actually creating your content for you. And I think that's really where things are headed.
But also, there's nothing stopping you from using your user-generated content within the print environment as well.
Yeah, and that, I think, is also where things are already heading and will be heading, is for a lot of clients, print was the starting point, mm-hmm. and then they think about digital after the fact. Now, it's you start with Mobi, and you lead from there.
Okay, and end in print, hopefully.
And you end in print, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, my last question, and this might be a little bit tough, but we'll see how you're going to handle this.
It's okay, I'll just box you when I'm back at the office.
Who would win in an arm wrestle between you and Lonnie Carstens?
Oh, that would be tough.
Told you it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I think as Lonnie says, she doesn't have very good coordination when it comes to sport and stuff, whereas I'm quite more coordinated. I think I'd take her.
I think I'd definitely
take her.
I remember you using the words, you've got good ball skills. So
I was trying to use that.
Does that help in an arm wrestle?
I've been doing a lot more boxing and hitting at the gym than she has. I reckon I could take it.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool. Lonnie, you heard it. Lisa says she could take an arm wrestle. I reckon we should test that. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. We'll obviously keep a lookout on all the products. So Fresh Living, Edgar's Club, Spur Totem, and Discovery Vitality. Whoops. Thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, interesting. I think content marketing has got a bright future. I think where it goes is going to be very interesting. That was Lisa Fisser. We're going to take a quick song, and then we're going to be back. We're going to take a quick couple of songs. We'll be back with Nikki Cocroft chatting bookmarks, and we'll see you shortly.
Print Report was brought to you by Shimani Mills Communications, your print and digital partner. Shimani Mills Commercial Division. Fast, efficient, value. For more information, go to shimanimills.co.za. All the industry news you want, you're listening to Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on
.fm. Welcome back to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Show. That was... we had three songs. I'm not going to try to remember what they are. So we've obviously heard from Lisa first about content marketing. The next part of our show, we're looking at the Bookmarks 2013, which if you don't know, you should know what it is. I'm just going to try to get hold of Nikki Cocroft. Nikki?
Yeah.
Hi, Nikki. How's it going?
I'm fine, and you, Warren?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Obviously... We have got you on Skype. You've just had a baby, so I think running out of the house is a bit difficult.
It is a bit difficult, sorry. And you may hear her in the background.
That's fine. We hope to hear her. Well, firstly, what is her name?
Her name is Rosie Catherine Stoke.
Rosie Catherine Stoke. Awesome. Obviously, we're chatting everything bookmarks. Obviously, exciting week coming ahead. Next week, Thursday, is bookmarks. 1 week to go. How many years has bookmarks been running now?
This is our 6th year. I can't believe it. It's already 6 years. It's mad.
Yeah.
And also just like how completely different it is now to 6 years ago. When we started, had a little over 100 entries. We've now got over 600 entries. And it was a tiny event. And now we've got a huge event happening at Artscape. Yeah, in a week's time. I can't believe the time is slow.
1 week's time. Well, I must say, from my side, I think I've been to about 5 of them. Every year it gets bigger and better. And yeah, just on a different scale. So what can we expect this year?
Well, I'm glad you said that. I think one of the things I try to really focus on with the bookmarks is taking everybody's feedback year on year to try and help improve the event. And as you said, I mean, it's got bigger and better, and I think I've learned some really, really big lessons. So Taking the feedback from last year, it's once again happening at the Artscape, and we have worked together this year to make it an even faster, kind of more lateral event. I think everybody's tired of the standard awards where you sit around and clap for hours and hours on end. It can be a bit boring.
Yep.
So we've shaken things up a little. We're going to make it a much faster event. We've also we've got Gareth Cliff coming in as the MC, so that's always going to be entertaining, yeah. A lot more entertaining, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We also have 5FM Smash Lab happening throughout the event. We've really taken a different approach this year in terms of rather looking at technology and innovation in a way that it's changed everybody's lives. So our workshops are about different types of businesses that use technology to change the way they do things. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of showcased that through the event. So we've got an artist there, which is a surprise, who uses technology in her art. We've got different types of music innovation, as you know, that uses technology to integrate music. So it's going to be a different type of event, and hopefully a lot of entertainment.
Yeah.
And then again, just a celebration of our winners.
Exactly.
It's been a year of awesome work.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of the winners or the future winners, obviously the shortlist was announced, I think, a week or two ago. Were there any surprises on the shortlist for you?
There were a lot of surprises for me, and the surprises were the newest smaller agencies coming up. I sat looking through the shortlist and thinking to myself, there are agencies here that I've never even heard of that have made it onto the shortlist. So Lynn McKenzie, that name kept coming up. I don't know the business. And it was just wonderful. You know, these are agencies that are small, that are startups, and they're rocking it there with the big guys. So
awesome.
I think that was the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah.
And then the other had, you know, big kind of entries were things like social media, which is not a surprise. I suppose that's reflective of the market.
Yeah.
Integrated marketing campaign was our biggest growing category,
yeah.
Which is also pretty reflective of where we should be at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that came out of nowhere, which last year we had 3 entries on, and this year was one of our top entries. I think there were 29 entries was online video.
Online. Oh, so, also, very exciting category there.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see, you know, growth in different areas and kind of the digital spectrum spreading a lot more outside of the kind of obvious categories like search and display and things like that, which is awesome.
Okay, and then actually we got a question on Twitter, and it's kind of regarding the shortlist, okay. Guys. Gareth, and I don't know how to pronounce his surname, but Gareth is saying, what is the judging criteria for entries? Like, what do the shortlist winners have in common?
Okay, so basically, I mean, every category is a slight variation of the criteria, but the, you know, the overarching theme is 20% on creative concept, and, you know, creative ideas, so the actual concept.
Yeah.
20% on execution. 20% on technology and innovation, so how you've used technology and innovation within the campaign or on your site, etc.
Yeah.
And then 40% is based on results, and those results are against stated objectives.
Yeah.
So the kind of entries, if you're looking for what the shortlisted entries would have in common, it would be good results measured against what they were aiming to achieve.
Yeah, and it's all about
which is really what the bookmarks is about.
Yes, but I think it's about communicating those results as well. So from what I saw on Twitter, a couple of judges were kind of saying, yes, it's a good campaign, but you're not giving us enough of the results. So for next year, if you're entering, think about what you're saying.
So if you think about the judges, they've got what's in front of them, so what you've presented to them. So if you say, well, we got great results, I often laugh with Helene, who's on the committee and yeah. One of my closest friends, that how often I see more and more people have bought this as a result. Just to state, once again, more and more is not a stat.
Yeah.
So, you know, the clearer you are about your results against the objectives, the better or more informative your entry is, that enables the judges to judge it accurately.
Yes. Okay, something else which I think is you guys have done for the first time this year, and I'm quite excited about it, is the Bookmarks app.
Yes, absolutely. I think we needed to keep up with the times, and thank you. We have amazing sponsors who help us, and you know, that was one of them from AVS, which is rad.
Yeah.
We've changed things a bit. I mean, things like that. We've introduced the app. Just to go back to the judging this year, we've got a judging panel of over 70 judges. So, you know, the Bookmarks is all about fairness, integrity, measuring good results, all of those types of things, which mean a lot to me personally.
Yeah.
So in order to ensure that happens, as I say, we got over 70 judges, and then we got specialist judges in the different areas to make sure that it was the best quality we could offer.
Of course. Okay, you mentioned the judges. 70 judges, that's a massive amount of judges. How do you guys pick your judges if someone wants to get involved in helping with the judging for next year?
Okay, so there's two ways of doing it. We ask the other bodies, so like the Creative Circle gave us a few of their committee members as judges. We also approach the ATA and different types of bodies.
Yeah.
But most importantly, you are allowed to nominate somebody. Anybody can nominate somebody to be a judge. It is quite an extensive process. You have to give us a good motivation. Why? You know, you have to tell us about that person, why they would be a good judge, what are their specialist areas, you know, making sure that they would be unbiased. So that's the one thing. So anybody can nominate, and that will open again in March next year. Yeah. And the other way that we look at things is to make sure we have the broadest spectrum. So try and get judges from all agencies and all publishers. So it really covers the entire market. So if we find that, you know, an agency hasn't nominated somebody, we will try and get in touch with that agency. But it's quite a mission, because if they haven't come to us, you know, to try and find people is quite tricky.
Yeah.
And track different people down. So we really appreciate, if you think you can be a great judge, or you want to nominate somebody in your business, you know, it's quite an easy process. You just send in a nomination form.
Awesome. And then once again this year, and I also think this has been happening for a few years, and I think it's a big shout out / high five to FNB, who are sponsoring once again.
What would I do without them? I have to say, yeah, a massive thank you, FNB. You know, always get behind the bookmarks, which is wonderful. You know, it's now 6 years and six years of support from FNB. So, you know, I'm very, very grateful for that support. It's pretty appropriate. It's the most innovative bank in South Africa supporting the digital awards. I think that it's appropriate, and it works. It's a partnership for both of us.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It makes perfect sense for me that the leading digital bank, or leading bank in general, but we focus so much on digital, sponsoring Bookmarks Awards. I love it. Also, obviously, every year around the Bookmarks, there's numerous workshops happening. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, very, very exciting lineup. So it's the Digital Week. It's all kicking off on Saturday morning with the judging, on-site judging for 2 days. And we're doing all the video interviews and things like that. And then on Monday, the Great Trek starts. So everybody comes to Johannesburg, and we've got the workshop in Joburg at 20 West on Tuesday morning. And then we've got the Cape Town workshop on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. So it's from 8:30 to 1. You buy your ticket online at thebookmarks.co.za. It's open to anybody. The lineup of speakers is really something different this year. As I said, we really focused on people who have achieved something, you know, in using technology or with a digital background.
Yeah.
So the theme for the Bookmarks for this year was measurable results that add value. So we wanted to look at the success stories as a result of digital work. So we've got James Barty from King James, you know, about his business and how it's evolved to digital. We've got the CEO of TravelStart. We've got really a different lineup of speakers. I think you would agree, we're all tired of hearing the same speakers over and over again talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
This is something different. And how to be innovative and entrepreneurial in the digital space, which is just really exciting. So, book your ticket, as I said, on thebookmarks.co.za or using the app. And hopefully we'll see everybody there. It's going to be a fun day.
And then you've also got a women's workshop this year, I have seen.
We do.
That hurts my feelings, Nikki.
I am very proud to say that we've got two international women judges this year, which is really nice. I'm a bit of a women's lib campaigner.
Okay.
So we're kind of giving people an opportunity to have breakfast with these ladies and talk about being a woman in business in the tech space or in the digital areas. So both are very successful. It's happening on Wednesday morning. Again, just go to thebookmarks.co.za or just email info@dmma.co.za if you want to book tickets.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really fun. It's a smaller, intimate breakfast, just talking about maybe some of the things that we battle with as women in business and then how to get around those, or what are the issues, or are there still issues? So it should be quite informative and fun. And just how to stay creative as a woman in the business. And I think I'm going to share some of my stories with Rosie of how a mom and you know, still be trying to stay relevant.
Okay. You said Rosie. Is that the nickname you're calling baby?
No, her name is Rosie.
Oh, I thought it was Catherine.
Rosie Catherine Stokes.
Oh, Catherine's the second one. Sorry.
Catherine's her second name.
And then, obviously, all the details for tickets, everything, that's all on the website, which is bookmarks.co.za, correct?
Absolutely. Cool. I would go and book your tickets as soon as, because you want to get the good seat.
Yeah.
All the booking is from the website through to CompuTicket.
Yeah.
So either go straight to CompuTicket or go to the Bookmarks website. And it's to allocate the seats in the Artscape. And this year, we're having the after party at the Artscape. So if your agency is unable to pay for everyone to attend, I would just book the after party tickets so you can make sure you're still part of the whole story.
Awesome. So you can just book after. Well, you kind of took my next question away. I was saying what's going to happen at the after party, which I take it is a surprise, but you definitely want to be there. Nikki, thank you so much for joining
us.
I've got my last two questions for you revolve around Rosie. Who's changed more nappies, you or Rob?
Absolutely me. Rob's probably done 5 in total.
Well,
he's not a nappy guy.
He's not. Well, I don't blame him. And number two is, who has Rosie got wrapped around her finger more, you or Rob?
I don't actually know. Probably Rob more. I mean, when you see her, you'll know. I mean, I definitely gave birth to Rob to look alike.
Okay.
I mean, I stare at her a lot, trying to find something of myself in her. But I think because she looks so much like Rob, although she's not ginger.
Yeah.
I know that's not what you want to ask that.
Yeah.
She's not ginger, but she does look, identical to him. So I think that makes it definitely daddy's
girl. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck. You've got a week left. I think that it's going to be a busy week for you juggling mom and bookmarks. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the event. I'm sure our listeners are as well. You have kindly given us 2 tickets to give away to the event as well. Thank you so much. So if anybody does want to attend the bookmarks, and the tickets are selling very quickly, as far as I understand, correct?
Yeah, they are. It's, as I said, it's time to go and get that ticket now.
Yeah. So,
it's 1 week to go. I know everyone needs to last on it, but it is time to get it.
Exactly. So, and hopefully we'll be having some of the last 2 tickets to give away. So if you do want to stand a chance to win, tweet me at BizWazza. Use the hashtag bookmarks 2013 and tell me why you want to go to the bookmarks, and hopefully we'll see you there. Nikki, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck. I will see you next week, Thursday, at the bookmarks. And yeah, we'll see you then.
Brilliant.
Cool.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
No problem. See you again. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye. And that was Nikki Cocroft, who is the chair for the Bookmarks 20. She's been the chair for a long time. It's Bookmarks this year again. The chair for the Bookmarks this year again. That's it. Next week is the big event. Digital people, agencies, everyone, you need to be there. It is kind of like tipping your hats to the good work that happens in our industry, which needs to be done. In my opinion, one of the great award ceremonies in South Africa. I know it's the same night as the Pikers. I had to pick one. I chose Bookmarks. But yeah, if you do want to win a ticket, tweet me at BizWazza. Use the hashtag Bookmarks 2013. Tell me why you want to go, and hopefully we can make you a winner, and we'll see you there. And that has been our show for the day. If you do want to get hold of any of our guests, tweet me and I'll put you in touch. That's it. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. We're going to leave you with a couple of songs, and then I'm giving you over to Imbo Live, who will take you into the rest of the morning, and we'll see you next week.